Welcome back. This is Mark Steiner. On our way to our conversation, I'll remind you, the League of Women Voters of Baltimore is encouraging informed and active participation in government, works to increase understanding of major public policy issues. What I'm trying to say is the League of Women Voters is holding a public forum that I'm moderating here on campus on the DREAM Act and Marriage Equality Act, Maryland ballot questions 4 and 6 on Tuesday, October 9th, next week. Join us. It's open to the public at Morgan State University Student Union, 7 to 9 p.m. Come be on the air, ask your questions, be part of the conversation. We are joined in the studio now by a man who means a great deal to me, Coley Tengela, who has done so much in life. He's been a 2010 Open Society Institute Fellow, Executive Director of the
Kujichagulia.
Kujichagulia.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Project, and we'll talk more about that.
Yeah.
Para-educator and facilitator of learning through performing arts program at Collinson Square School, public charter school here in the city, and wrote and produced in collaboration with the students. We'll hear a piece of it in a minute. We got this. Inspired and Be More. Dr. Muriel Berkley's in the studio. She's founder and president of the Baltimore Curriculum Project. Good to see you, Muriel. It's been a while. Welcome.
Thank you.
We have Ms. Sabria Hassan.
Yes.
With us, who is the site manager for the Elevate Baltimore at Collinson Square School for the Arts. Jody McDonald, where are you? Jody McDonald's sitting here, an eighth grader, age 12. And who else we got in the studio here? Clara Hawkins, age 12. That must be you. Eighth grader, and Shadisha Brooks.
Shadisha Brooks.
Welcome, Shadisha. She's an eighth grader. Good to have you here. So, Coley, put your face in the mic and tell us what's happening.
Well, first of all, Mark, I want to thank you for giving me an opportunity to be here with my incredible babies, these wonderful dynamic children of East Baltimore at the Collinson Square School, ran in partnership with the Baltimore Curriculum Project and supported by the wonderful organization Elevate Baltimore. About 2 years ago, there was a serious concern I had, and also with the young people, about bullying, but not just physical bullying, particularly high-tech bullying. Cell phone harassment, being in class and passing insulting messages back and forth to one another. Also, social media, Facebook, Twitter, and at that time was still very popular, MySpacing, writing things on people's walls, very offensive. And sometimes those issues would conflicts will come right into the school the next day. Now, how can you as an administrator, as an educator, deal with that if you don't even realize that these issues are going on? So I wanted to address that in an entertaining way, but with a serious impact so that, seriously, we as adults who really can affect this change and try to sensitize the community to this would be aware of it. And the culmination was this short feature film entitled We Got This, Be Inspired and Be More. And I just want to thank all the people who came to help me with this, the wonderful gentleman of Haru and the film editor and also the music producer. It comes with a soundtrack that the children wrote the lyrics to express their concern, but also their pride of themselves on being able to navigate this kind of issue.
So let's hear a short montage that we put together from this film. Give you a sense, and we'll turn to our students here.
Hi, my name is Shadisha Brooks. I go to...
What happens to the clip? Can we get the clip up? Let's get the clip up, okay. So, it's not there, but we'll get it there in a minute, I hope. Let me turn to the students. Let's meet our students here.
All right.
Shadisha.
Hi, my name is Shadisha Brooks. I go to Collinson Square School of the Arts, and I'm in the eighth grade. I played the cyberbully, and I was sending text messages. I was putting up stuff like on MySpace and Facebook, Twitter, and things of that nature. And I was cyberbullying a girl named Nzinga.
Hi, my name is Sierra, and I'm an eighth grade scholar at Collinson Square School of the Arts. And in the movie We Got This, I play a bystander. A bystander is a person who stands by negative activity or bullying or anything of that nation, you know.
And what?
It does something about it? Or it doesn't do something about it?
And I didn't do nothing about it.
Gotcha. That's
your character didn't do anything about it.
Your character.
Yes.
Hi, my name is Jody McDonald, and I'm an eighth grade scholar at Collinson Square School of the Arts. And in the movie We Got This, I played the character who was being bullied because one of my parents were incarcerated. And it was a fun experience for me. It was fun, and I liked the movie. So.
So now we do have a clip. Let's do some montage in the film, and we'll come back.
Okay.
It all started one day when I got this text message from a number I did not know. It was real bad. Called me a whole lot of bad things. I sent it to someone I thought who was my friend. And before I knew it, it was all over the school.
Girl, did you see it?
What do you talk about? See what?
That text message.
What text message? It's all over the school.
It talked about her like a dog. I wouldn't even want to be seen with her.
Hi, y'all.
Hi, Zinga.
You want to believe what they said about her on MySpace, Facebook, plus Twitter?
Ooh. Mm-mm-mm. That's a shame.
This is just some clips from throughout the movie. So, tell me, Coley and Sarit, talk a bit about this film and how it was made and what's in it and get a sense of it. And
It was a wonderful experience. And I want everyone to know, when you come down to the Central Enoch Pratt Library this Sunday, October 7th at 2, it's completely free in the Wheel Auditorium. You will, when you see the characters that these incredible young people from Baltimore City public schools, I want to emphasize that, because unfortunately Baltimore City schools have a negative stigma at times, but these are incredibly brilliant young people. These stories are their stories, and thanks to the wonderful school partner Elevate Baltimore that gave me the opportunity and the resources to be able to bring in wonderful cinematographer and editor and a music producer for me to take their stories, put it into screenplay form, and then present it. And it was an urgent need to articulate this issue, because if an environment is unhealthy and unconducive to learning, if young people are going through a lot of emotional upheaval, not of their own or out of pain and trauma, I want people to know children respond out of pain and trauma. How can they excel academically? And that's what this film was about. Ms. Hassan could probably share more about what Elevate Baltimore does, and that gave me the opportunity to create this film.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Tangela. Elevate Baltimore, we are an initiative based out of East Baltimore. We are currently in four schools, Collington Square being the school where I'm the site manager, and our services are based around the areas of health, learning, and family engagement. And it's our learning component that works with students and families during after-school time and in the summer that allowed us to fund this project with Mrs. Tangela. And it's a project that happened two summers ago.
Yes.
And I just, sitting here, I'm just smiling and I'm looking at these girls because I'm so proud. And I recently started working with them, well, last year. And I just see what a project like this helps to develop and create. They are leaders. They are school's leaders. So I'm just so proud and so happy that Elevate could be a part of something like this.
Yeah. And also you need to hear from the incredible Dr. Berkeley, who tapped me a long time ago to be a part of this project.
So I just might share that, and for you girls also, I want you to hear this story because you may not know it. There's a somewhat recent graduate of Collington Square School of the Arts who got a full scholarship at a independent school in Baltimore City, and acting is something that is, she's a wonderful student also. She is a scholar. She's very bright. But she was a very shy and reserved person until she had the opportunity to study with Mr. Tangela, and she just came out of herself, and she played, last year she played Mother Superior in Nonsense in their high school play, and I don't know what's going to be this year, but you don't know what's ahead for you.
Yeah.
You just keep it going, okay? It's amazing what theater can do for people who have the opportunity to learn about it. And I was telling them, I ran into them late this afternoon having just looked at the film again before coming. And, you know, to me, you all are celebrities. You are like, you know, stars. So it's very exciting. And your opportunity, and one of the things that Coley Tangela does is he writes material and he tries to make it be from your experience, from what's going on at school. And that's very helpful also. It's really
good. But I also want to talk about the fact that me finding an institution like Collington Square that is ran in partnership with Baltimore City Public Schools with the Baltimore Curriculum Project, founded by this dynamic woman, Dr. Muriel Berkeley, that would be a bracing of this type of artistic work. Mm-hmm. A lot of people want the more conventional style of theater, but I believe that everybody's story is valid. Everybody's story is worthy of being told. And so please come out and support the stories that are going to be told by these wonderful children of Baltimore City Public Schools from Collington Square this Sunday, October 7th at 2 p.m. Please come out and celebrate the children of what they have been able to accomplish.
I'm going to thank you all for being in the studio. I wish we had more time, but when Coley wrote, I wanted to make sure that we got you all on the air, even if we had to kind of cut a segment short to get you on, because it was important to have the young people's voices of Baltimore heard, because we have too many bad stereotypes of our children, and you all are showing who we really are. Yeah. And it's just a pleasure to have these three lovely young women in our studio from Collington Square, and my dear friend Coley, good to meet you. Yeah. And my friend Muriel Berkeley, good to have you here as well. Mm-hmm. So this Sunday, 2 p.m.
2 p.m.
Enoch Pratfree Library, open to the public. Just come down and enjoy it.
That's right.
And you get to meet these young ladies.
And you don't want to miss it. And the film is lovely, and it's really well done. And Coley runs a very sharp program there with these young people, and you should come celebrate all of that. So please don't miss it. Coley, thank you so much for getting us to do this on the air together.
No, thank you for giving these wonderful young people and everyone, all the adults that support them, an opportunity to do that. One shout out, Marche Allen, a male student actor, plays a role in the film. I got to give him a shout out. He wasn't able to make it here today.
All right, well, we'll see him on Sunday then.
Yes, we will.
Remind you on the way out of here, the Mark Steiner Show is made possible in part by the Maryland State Education Association, speaking of schools, the Maryland Dream Act, and make sure kids who graduated from a Maryland high school and whose parents have paid taxes for at least 3 years can pay in-state tuition. Investing in the education of our kids benefits our state, our economy, and young people will get a shot at achieving their dreams. On November 6th, voters get to make their choice to vote yes or no for some students in Maryland. It's important to vote however you feel. More information about ballot question 4 can be found at educatingmarylandkids.org. And we're also brought to you in part by the Maryland Mortgage Program. It is a community lending initiative of the Department of Housing and Community Development, 1-800-638-7781. If you're a first or second-time home buyer and looking for a home in Baltimore City, the Maryland Mortgage Program has down payment help and more for you. 1-800-638-7781 is that number. Folks, thank you all for being here today. It's been great to see you in the studio and everyone joining the show today. I hope you enjoyed it. The Mark Steiner Show is a production of the Center for Emerging Media. Our senior producer is Justin Levy. Our producers are Bobby Marvin Holmes, Mark Gunnery, and Stephanie Mavronis. Our engineer is Andre Melton. Our intern is Latrice Eddy. Our theme music is by Wal Matthews of Clean Cuts. To hear this show again, podcast our past shows, find out information about our guests and the work that they do, please visit us on the web at steinershow.org. And for public radio, WEAA 88.9 FM, the voice of the community, I'm Mark Steiner. Oh, wait a minute. Marilyn Harris Davis is coming up. Got to get that health beat coming up next hour. Do not miss her show. I'm Mark Steiner. Take care.